9B. Mobile, monitoring.
Morgan, Leon, W2, JKT.
How you doing this morning? Hope you had a good weekend.
Had a bunch of stuff done around the house and ate some good food, so that always makes us happy. But, yeah, how are you this morning?
So, Cadillac's right along. Looking forward to a beautiful day, beautiful weather, and to make a little bit of moolah. So, try and keep as much as I can from Uncle Sam. He can share a little bit, but not that much.
Hear that. I cringe at what I give to Uncle Sam every year.
More ACX. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hope you had a great weekend in C9V.
Done some work around the house. Things that need to be done. But had a good weekend.
Had a great weekend. Got a little bit done. I've got that item in the car with me if we ever get close to each other today. I'll return it to you. Didn't do what I thought it'd do, but hey, appreciate you loaning it.
Well, where are you at right now?
Up the cattle corral, and I'm at the bottom of the hill.
I'm getting ready to get on 11.
Just beach over there.
25, I'm already in the tool truck I just pulled out. I'll stop down here at the little produce stand just past 11.
Pull on over there and I'll whip in there and hand to you.
Just enjoying this little bit cooler weather and headed in using the heater in the car for the first time this fall, so I'm glad that summer's finally broken and we got some cooler weather and we had a pretty good weekend rearranging, doing more work in the kitchen, and we had another little pitching party throwing stuff out, so just trying to get stuff a little bit more simple at home.
A productive weekend.
And how was yours?
Weekend. Like I said, I got a lot done. Found a used part for the wife's car, so put it on since I couldn't find a new one, and it seems to be working, so glad about that. Ended up having to put batteries in the Excursion. Was not happy about that, because that was a nice little chunk of change.
My
brother-in-law is an Interstate dealer and gave me his cost, but it was still expensive even with that.
Both of you, I've had to spend too much. And Leon, I'll meet you down here at Charlie's. A little more room to get in.
All right. Yeah, I'm just passing the Poinsett Bridge turn off. Good luck there, I'll tell you. Car batteries, oh my, turbo actuator. Oh, goodness, yeah. You bet about string of luck there. Hopefully you're good to go for a long time now.
Leon?
Plus his wife's car. Pop in here this morning.
Here in a few minutes.
This is the wrong way. I'm coming up on you now. NC9B. Says early there, Patrick. It's 5:32, and I'm not usually crossing the border until 5:32, so I'm going to get 5-6 miles early. I've been rolling down the highway.
I hope it doesn't have any more breakdowns. I don't know that I could afford any. Anybody participate in the North Carolina POTA activations?
Well, people in the Shelby Club who certainly do.
We didn't. We just took the boat and got the bottom of the boat wet.
Why that? I didn't either. I was too busy repairing vehicles.
Mobile. I did make it. Good morning, kid. NC9B.
Morning, JKT.
KO4HGX.
Guys.
Saying that on a Monday after a week's vacation.
Hey, it looks like they got the road paved here.
Whole time when they come back and the road's paved.
I won't have to mess with that traffic.
So far, so good. I'm down here at Gossett, just coming up on Gossett Road.
my exit, I think.
Your vacation?
Good. It was really enjoyable. Fishing wasn't any good, but the vacation was good.
Purdue.
We got down there on Sunday, and man, it was hot. It was in the 90s, and we were out in the open. The best the AC could do was 77.
But, hey, let's say camping's fun.
All right, take a friend home with you?
You know, take some pictures of him, and then we'd walked away for a little bit. I went back there a little bit later, and he was gone. I don't know where he crawled off to. Never did see him again after that.
Storage building. There's a little ribbon snake underneath it. I was like, oh, cool.
He ate to make him so fat. I mean, he was a little snake. He probably wasn't a foot long.
Frog.
At the beach, we had 4 days of continuous 20-mile-an-hour plus winds. Good. We finally pulled it in one day. It was getting to be really bad.
Anywhere, leave that thing out.
Was halfway dry rotted by the time I got it, you know, picked up the camper. You know, it was set on a lot like a year and a half on that, because I mean, it, you know, it ripped the first day, and I see that it's trying to rip up by the camper now.
The fabric on mine, it's real easy to change.
The underwalk?
I might have to do it. I gotta figure out how to protect it a little bit better when it's just, you know, rolled up, sitting in the sunshine.
PVC pipe you can put over it. Right, a lot cheaper.
Put it on and off?
To sell it, you might be able to leave on.
Look at that primitive camping that for, Andrew down there at the park. He tells me where it is, you know, so we drive all the way around there, and then bam, all of a sudden I'm back where I started from. It's like, well, obviously I missed it. So I went back and pulled into a parking lot, looked around, drove around through there, and I saw the parking for primitive camping, so I stopped. Man, I don't see no primitive camping anywhere, and I see this little pig trail, and I go down this pig trail, ends up at the road, cross over the road, there's another trail, and finally I found it.
Your bicycles to go to that camper now.
Do them down there.
A whole lot easier to haul around than a golf cart.
Be more the pedal kind.
I bet.
This full day we were down there, I had in 28,000 steps.
The WNC Fair, North Carolina Fair.
Festival.
Go to the Apple Festival this year. We went to they had the fair up at the fairgrounds. And the grandkids up there. Got done the all-you-can-ride rides. And me and Mama went and looked around the buildings at the exhibits. They had to ride all the rides they wanted. Pulled us. He got him a girlfriend, because he was around her, and the girl's name was, well, it's her name, but they were having a fun time at the fair.
When we were younger, the fair didn't come until, you know, the weather was already getting cooler along about October.
Kind of do the Coastal Carolina Fair down in Charleston. That's where we were used to, but I guess they get the smaller areas done when it's warmer.
Talking about the fair. I can't remember. The state fair is supposed to be coming up.
Coming. That's to depend on what state you were talking about.
If you're lying on the state fair, I went to it probably shoot, it's probably been 20 years when I was going to Carolina ball games at the stadium. And I, just, you know, we came out one night and the fair was going on. So it was like, hey, why not go over there? That's the only time I've ever been.
Heard yesterday, me and the wife got the 65-plus senior discount. Only $5 to get in. The regular admission was like 12.
Okay, in, right?
Unexpected plus. I didn't even think about it. I'm going to start thinking about that.
Happy belated birthday.
Shoot it. I was hoping it'd be a nice week. It was going to go camping. It looked like it was going to rain, so we didn't think we were going to go. And then the weather started clearing up. And then my aunt, she passed away Tuesday or Wednesday. I can't remember what day it was. So me and my dad went down to her funeral in Packlet. And, so we did that instead of going camping.
Birthday, and sorry to hear about your aunt, KN4TFW.
I wasn't really, really close to her. I mean, she's, you know, she's always been around the years we'd go down to Packlet and spend time down there, but I told my dad, I said, what's that? I don't really remember much about her. I mean,
it's birthday anyway, but things will happen.
Sad how families are not near as connected as they used to be. Everybody has that distance in there now. I was talking to my grandfather yesterday about that.
We're passed about, maybe 6 months ago, maybe less. They finally sold our house. It sold for $600 cash. Bought it.
Didn't trust the bank.
No, no. But if you got 600 laying around, I guess you're doing pretty good. NC9B.
Our camping neighbors down there at Hunting Island, he brought over a cobbler he made in his Dutch oven. Thought about you.
There you go. It's easy to do.
He used to do a lot with the Boy Scouts. Primitive camping down there. It only took me 15 minutes to find the park, the camping spot after I found the primitive parking.
Did you have to walk from the primitive park into the camping spot? Fun for us to lug all our equipment down there.
Go, I don't know, through the woods about, I don't know, 150 feet, and then you came upon a road, and then go down the road 30 feet and then the trail started again and then went down a path and it come into an area. I kind of sent you a video. I wonder, did you get it?
I remember getting quite a few videos. I got the one where you're driving down the road. I'll have to go back and see if I can figure out which one you're talking about. But, yeah, I was thinking even if we go down there, we might keep all the food and equipment in the trailer. That way we don't have to worry about raccoons and stuff getting to it.
Raccoon problems. We had a bunch of deer in the campsite, but no raccoons. I mean, I seen them, but they didn't ever get around. Back, Susan was sitting there watching that deer while I was at the shower house, and a raccoon about ran over her feet. I sent you three videos, two of them of driving down to get to that spot, and then one of them of the camp spots, and then the one of the map number.
Okay. Talking about, you got the one where you're showing the sights off, and then one with the map. Okay, yeah, I got them all. I'm paying for primitive camping. I think it was, you don't have any access to electricity, and the water's probably in a central location.
Only, you know, I didn't walk each campsite. But I know that there was water back at the parking spot.
Too bad. I got to start calling down there and finding out about the camping reservations just to make sure. I mean, primitive usually isn't very busy, but still.
Somebody down there when we were down there, and the lady I talked to that told me to call that number, that was going to be her number.
I'll definitely give them a call soon.
Probably less than 200 yards to the to the shower house, to the beach, and to the lagoon.
And
some nice spots right there in the parking lot, man. There's a lot of picnic tables and everything. It's like, man, I could put up a hammock right here.
That's why you're down there?
It's the wildlife center. That was it. I didn't even see a snake down there.
So one thing I worry about is the alligators and stuff down there because it's so rustic and wild. Then too this weekend.
You never said anything about your trip down the surplus place.
I had a couple new things there. I didn't really buy a whole lot. I took a friend down there to pick up some stuff that can't drive, don't want to drive that far. But Andrew, I got into working on vehicles and spending money, so that was pretty much my weekend.
It was my truck had a leak in the left rear tire. My wife had to take it to the shop. To replace a $5 valve stem.
$15 to plug a tire, not plug it. I plugged it four times, it didn't work, so I took it and had it patched. My Russian friends took care of me.
A lot cheaper than tire at the end of the day.
No, I'm here just playing in traffic, W2JKT.
L4HKX, just hadn't heard you in a while. Playing that live version of Frogger.
Have fun today.
Wife's favorite game, Centipede.
The tractor trailer come over on a car. It came on over. The car had to slam on the brakes to keep from getting run over.
Pair of them trucks. If you're right up beside them, that's what I say. Do not hang around tractor trailers, fellas. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a blind spot there. Point to double check it because it's definitely there. It's a blind spot between the big mirror and the angled mirror. And if not paying a lot of attention, you'll miss it every time.
A lot of the drivers today are low riding.
Their air seat sitting real low. They can't see half of what's beside them anyway.
They see out over the steering wheel. I don't understand how you can even drive safe that way.
Why do they do that?
Man, gotta look cool.
The shifter is, what, about 4 feet high? Comes up to your head?
Really cool. I pulled up at work, fellas, with the swap vehicles. And C9B.
Have a great day, KO4HK.
7-3 Leon, KN4 TSW.
Thank you, JKT.
I guess I'm going to do the same. I'm getting off of my exit. So, y'all gentlemen, have a good one. Be safe out there this morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Thank you, JKT. Have a great day.
KO4HK.
7-3 Andrew, KN4 TSW. What kind of TV antenna you have on top of your camper?
360.
I got it, man. This thing seems like either I got something wrong or it just sucks. Get a TV station at either place.
Yeah, sure they don't, but, I mean, there are fewer and fewer TV stations actually on the air anymore, so, yeah, they're going away bit by bit.
You have to have a TV antenna, or can you use, like, a... Will like an 80 meter antenna pick up TV?
Black hole at Woodruff.
You're not for an antenna. Do you need one that's, you know, for a TV, or can you use some kind of like radio antenna or long wire to pick it up?
Impedance match in a very wide range from like 400 to 900 megahertz, and it needs to be horizontally polarized.
That means a regular TV antenna.
Yeah, I've inside the WineGuard 360. I've never had it open. But it's probably some just kind of, you know, log periodic or, yeah, actually, it would probably need to be some kind of omnidirectional antenna, but I just don't know what they're using.
That may have testing that to see about opening it to look to see if there was an issue, but man, that thing's sealed down pretty tight.
The port on the inside ceiling for their 4G router?
I think it does. I mean, if it is, I haven't found it.
You've got the one that has it, but mine's got a little cap on the ceiling inside the RV, you know, just below the antenna, where you can access some lines to attach to. There's a cellular antenna built into the unit as well, and they have a little router you can, you know, mount to the ceiling before, you know, below that to give you, you know, cellular access, but not all of them have it.
I mean, they can get cell access and everything through it, it says, but I think it's like I got to take a panel off in the cabinet, and that's where all the wiring is.
Oh, they ran some wires, but yeah, I've never done it because, you know, it only works with their router. I'm just not going to do that, but it's cool that they do that, though.
Can they use in that antenna for the radio also?
Yes.
I'm getting ready to pull into my first stop, so I'm going to say 7-3. Hope both of you have a great day, and maybe I can catch you this afternoon. KO4HK, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3, guys.
All right, Patrick, have a great day. I'm going to jump out as well because I'm getting down here toward the south end of my coverage anyway, so I hope you guys have a great day. And I'll catch you again later on this week next time I come in. This is WTUJKT.
Look, you guys, KN4 TFW.